We read Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, that Yaakov was left alone. And the Chazal tell us that he went back to get little jugs, pachim ketanim, and different mefarshim remuz him to the mitzvah of Chanukah, that the pach, the little jugs, were the jugs of oil for Chanukah. Some say he was referring to Lechado Levado, to the Beis Chabad, to the oil press. As we're approaching Chanukah now, so we know the mitzvah is of Ner Chanukah, is to get the Ner in the time of, in the Gemara, in modern Hebrew, people use the word candle, Ner, a candle. But in Chazal, Ner means a cup, a receptacle. And what they used to have is they have a little cup like you have over there. You have little cups of oil with a wick, and that's the Ner Chanukah. And the ikar of the mitzvah is the Shemen Zayis, is to have from olive oil in a cup with in a receptacle with a wick. The question is, some people use wax, regular candles. The Maral Miprag in his Sefer Chodesh was of the opinion that that's not good, that's considered an avuka, it's considered a torch, and that's not considered good for the Ner Chanukah. It has to be davka, a receptacle with oil and a wick in it, and that's considered Ner Chanukah. But we paskin that if you can't have a receptacle with oil, you could use a wax candle as well. But the most important thing is that you have to make sure not to light it in a safe place. But sometimes someone was telling me that they lit it and the drapes got on fire, and that chas v'sholom is a terrible thing. So a person has to be very careful where he lights it. Meikar adin, we hold b'zman hazeh that we light for the inside. So really, as Rav Abadi pointed out, the Gemara says you can leave it on the table, manichem al shulchan ovadayo, and that would be sufficient. Sometimes if you put it by the window, something like you hear, you could have drapes and something can catch fire. So one has to be very careful to make sure of the safety of the Neiros Chanukah.